getting a note on Beverly Horse, H-A-W-E-S, Beverly. Please address his letter to Dr. Bhavani. And the date is on 1/27/13. Dear Dr. Bhavani, thank you for visiting my house care. I recall she is a 64-year-old lady with history of recurrent GIS trauma tumor. She was initially diagnosed in 2002, at which time she had a pap smear. During the time of pap smear, she was found to have a painful lesion. A colonoscopy was then done, and something was felt, and there was a mass in the rectovaginal area, biopsy of which showed just tumor. I do have access to the pathology report here, and it was a malignant just tumor. CD117 stains were positive, and there was 10 to 20 mitosis per 10 high power fields. Patient had a recurrence done. I'm sorry, the patient initially treated herself with conservative therapy, and however, in 2007 there was increase in the symptoms. And the rectal biopsy in giraffe 2007 showed abundant KIT positive spindle cell neoplasm. Patient subsequently had surgery done and was started on Gleevec and took it for 1 year. Patient had multiple problems with at that time she did clinically well. However, she again had recurrence and had the surgery in April of 2008. The patient at that time apparently was again started on Gleevec. She claimed that she was working in payroll and that she was having problems. With Gleevec in terms of mental confusion, and she stopped taking it even though her physicians at that time told her to take it indefinitely. She again had a local recurrence in 2009 and apparently underwent surgery. She did not want to take any Gleevec because of the side effects including nausea, vomiting, and difficulty in concentrating. Period. She has moved. She has not had any follow-up since 2010, and apparently had MRIs of the pelvis and CT of the abdomen and pelvis done at that time in 2010. Currently, she feels well. Denies any abdominal pain, urinary bowel complaints, no fever, chills, nausea, weight loss, cough, or chest pain. Paragraph medical history, stable rheumatic fever as a child, colonoscopy was in 2011, degenerative joint disease of spine, severe spondylosis L4-S1, and spondylolisthesis is an L3-F4 period. Paragraph patient had a colonoscopy in 2011, she is refusing any mammograms. Paragraph past surgeries, left breast fibroid in 1973, and multiple resections of the GI stromal tumor in the rectovaginal area in 2008-2009. She also had a laminectomy in 2009. She had a kidney stone removed in 1982. Allergies to cipro prednisone, present medication, gabapentin, and Tylenol. Family history, father died at the age of, patient does not know the father. I'm sorry, patient's father died of colon cancer. Oh, please, family history, please do this again. Family history, patient's mother died at the age of 72 of liver cancer. Father is still living. Had colon cancer. Patient has two children who are healthy. Social history, smoker, one pack per day for 15 years. Quit in 1978. She has social control. Physical exam, learned well, nice for female. No physical, blood pressure is 110 over 80, pulse 76, temperature 9.4, weight 161, respiration 18, 18, exam, scare, and break, mouth for some mark, no peripheral lymphadenopathy, palp on the cervical, supraclavicular, acromegaly, jugular extension, no carotid bowel, lungs are essentially clear, breast, no masses, cardiovascular exam, both are normal, from the moment of the calcium, tissue, abdomen, soft, non tender, no parasympathy, no ascites, no flank tenderness, extremities, could be repulses, no demons, CNS exam, no focal logical deficit. Accompanying records which were extensive were reviewed all from 2002 to 2010. Impression, rectovaginal GIST, capital G, capital I, capital S, capital T as in term. that has been recurrent in the past, has had one, has had, I believe, 3 to possible 4 resections, and was on Gleevec intermittently, but took herself off it in July of 2010 because of side effects. Number two is chronic back pain. Number three, degenerative joint disease of spine, paired by Kaplan, discussed at length with Mr. and Mrs. Hall. She had closed margins during her last resection, and it was a fairly high mitotic figure, just GIST tumor. Therefore, she is at a higher chance of recurrence. We are going to get a CBC, same PLDH, number two, CT of the chest, abdomen, pelvis. Number three, she'll probably need MRI of the pelvis if the since CAT scan may not be very conclusive in the pelvic area. Number four, GYN consult. Number five, patient has been asked to get the last disc of the CAT scans and the MRI, so these can be compared since patient could undoubtedly have a lot of scarring in the area of previous resections. Again, I do appreciate your question in her care. Sincerely, Andrew, with your patient. Thank you.